जिससे डाटा लीड के रंगा किसी का पेश नहीं सहायता FIACA लुईस LOUIS डेट ऑफ बर्थ 2/8/1945 प्लेस आटम लेक हेल्थ केयर एट आर्लिंगटन वेस्ट डेट ऑफ बर्थ 2/8/1945 डेट ऑफ सर्विस 12/8/2023 हिस्ट्री ऑफ प्रेजेंट इलनेस दिस इज 78 ईयर ओल्ड फीमेल विद मल्टीपल मेडिकल प्रॉब्लम्स स्पाइनल स्टेनोसिस हाइपोथायरायडिज्म हाइपरटेंशन schizophrenia and dementia and patient was at a Long Green nursing rehab. She was transferred to this facility. A patient has been admitted to the nursing rehab for a continuation of care with multiple medical problems. Today when I saw the patient, she denies any headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, no fever, no chills. She is totally dependent on her ADLs and the close supervised care. And the patient herself is a very poor historian. She has no respiratory distress and she keeps talking to herself, not answering any question properly. Next line, past medical history. Number one, spinal stenosis. Number two, she has a sacral interphysial region pressure ulcer. Number three, hypothyroidism. Number four, hypertension. Number five, chronic pain and contracture. Number six, left ankle drop. Number seven, diabetes mellitus type 2. Number eight, diabetic nephropathy. Number nine, history of heart failure, unspecified. Next line, history of sarcoidosis. Next line, schizophrenia. Next line, chronic atrial fibrillation, unspecified. Next line, chronic kidney disease, stage 3. Next line, malignant neoplasm of the rectum. Iron deficiency anemia, GERD, esophagitis, major depression, vitamin D deficiency, hyperlipidemia, bilateral primary, osteoarthritis of the knee, contracture left ankle, and left ankle drop, bipolar disorder, allergies, lisinopril, pocardia, risperdal, thorazine, social history, nursing home resident, no alcohol, no drug, rua system, no headache, no dizziness, pulmonary, no cough, no congestion, cardiac, intestine, GI, no vomiting, musculoskeletal, no pain, dental, urinary, no hematuria, neuro, patient is a poor historian, not answering any questions, she's forgetful, disoriented, and confused, she has a cognitive impairment and dementia, current medication, Tylenol, 650, 3 times a day for pain, denoxifen, 10 ml every 4-hour period for cough and congestion, artificial tear drops, Zyprexa, 10 mg daily, for schizophrenia, calcium tablet, 500 mg, twice a day, multivitamin daily, potassium chloride, 20 mg daily, metoprolol, 75 mg, 2 times a day for hypertension, local skin cream, vitamin D, 2,000 units daily, supplement ferrous sulfate, 325 mg daily, folic acid, 1 mg daily, Senecart, 2 tablets daily for constipation, as needed, fish oil capsules, 1,000 mg, 2 capsules twice a day, atorvastatin, 20 mg daily at night, Docolax positive PRN, few days for constipation if needed, Depakote, extended release, 500 mg, 2 tablets every day for mood disorder, and Depakote 250 mg at bedtime, in addition to the morning dose, polyvinyl, ophthalmic solution, 1.4%, 2 drops both eyes for every 4 hours if needed. For dry eyes, Dr. Bismol, PRN for diarrhea if needed, every 4 hours, naproxen, 500 mg BID PRN, cranberry juice, daily, Chlorastar, 250 mg, daily, Lestes, 20 mg daily, for his TFC at Chesbilatizar, 10 milligram daily, levothyroxine 100 mcg daily, lorazepam 1 milligram intramuscular every 8 hours as needed for agitation, Abilify intramuscular, extended release 400 milligram every 48 days for schizophrenia, local skin care to the cough sick, the local cream, physical exam, patient is awake, she's alert, but forgetful, disoriented and confused, she's not answering any questions, she's very disoriented, blood pressure 129 over 73, pulse 63, temperature in sample 1 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse 98%, her dead mag nomocolic, argonic taric, no urinary discharge, neck supple medievity, chest non-tender, lungs, bilateral clear, no vision, heart estimates 2, abdomen is soft, non-tender, basement pulse, extremity, no edema, no cough, tenderness, left ankle drop, noted. We also have a superficial chronic fastigial and sacral region pressure ulcer, local skin care being done for that. Assessment, patient is admitted, number 1, spinal stenosis, next line ambulatory dysfunction, next line hypothyroidism, next line hypertension, next line diabetes mellitus, next line left ankle drop, next line history of right ankle contracture, next line history of seborrheic dermatitis, next line schizophrenia, next line CKD, next line chronic atrial fibrillation, not an anticoagulation at present, next line iron deficiency anemia, next line history of malignant neoplasm of the rectum, next line hyperlipidemia, next line osteoarthritis of the knee, next line bipolar disorder, history of hypokalemia. Plan of care will continue all of her medication. At this point, I will discontinue her naproxen. No need, but will continue her other medication, Tylenol, pyrimethamine, get CBC, CMP, and TSH level. Local skin care. Care plan discussed with the nursing staff. This kind of education. Thank you.